Every week gets a little bit harder to be a TNA fan. You know, at first it's kind of like you gave the company credit. They put the belt on James Storm. Yeah, it was shocking. It was probably the last thing that anyone expected. What did this mean for the company? Were they finally gonna give a youngster a chance to run with the company? Were they gonna give a youngster an opportunity to hold the belt and become a character that they never had the opportunity of becoming before? No. Another 2 week title run, followed by a swerve, and now Robert Roode is your new TNA World Heavyweight Champion. If it sounds pretty familiar, it's because the writing team in TNA has continually done the same thing over and over and over again. At this point, they're basically throwing proverbial crap against the wall and seeing what sticks. They did it with Sting. They made him the Joker. Before it even had an opportunity to be completely over, they killed it and they had him wrestle Hogan. Now he doesn't wear makeup. Now he's a good guy. Now he's the GM. Totally wasted 6 months of the guy's career. Mr. Anderson, a guy that is capable of holding the belt and running with it and being a leader in that company, they don't know what he is. They don't know if he's a heel. They don't know if he's a face. And as soon as he settles into a role, he'll swerve or he'll turn the other way. Jeff Hardy's problems, all of his problems, now he's a good guy. Now the fans cheer for him. When they could have easily done so many different things with this character and gave him some depth and made him a tortured soul and kind of played off of his problems. Instead, now all is forgiven. Last week on Impact, Christy Hemme was talking to him after a match, and he's the good guy again, and blah blah blah. Jeff Hardy's not a good guy. He's got problems. He's battling demons. Whenever did professional wrestling let somebody hide from their demons? When did anybody in professional wrestling say, no, let's not go there? It's kind of sad when Jeff Jarrett cuts a promo and a smart fan at home is agreeing with him, and a smart fan likes what Jeff Jarrett has to say over what, you know, Jeff Hardy is saying. At this point, Jeff Hardy is just an uncharismatic face trying to get over. And you know what? That's not Jeff Hardy's strong point. Jeff Hardy's strong point is wrestling. And at this point, he's not doing much of that lately. So it's kind of hard to believe in that character. Last week he did a Swanton Bomb on Bully Ray and he landed his ass on him. He missed his neck missed Bully Ray by about 2 feet. It's a guy that's pretty rusty. And rather than have him going out there and cutting legitimate promos, letting him shoot about his situation and wrestling, I don't want to say jobber matches, but wrestling enhancement talent and kind of rebuilding up his credibility. I mean, they're just doing it the wrong way, and they're doing a lot of things the wrong way right now. The most important thing, though, is what they did with Robert Roode. This was a guy that they pushed as a face throughout the entire Bound for Glory tournament. He was over as a face. He's good on the mic. He's got a great body. He's a good technical wrestler. They have him lose to Angle controversially. Fine, whatever. And rather than milk that angle and get another two or three good matches between the two, build up Roode even more, they have James Storm win the title out of nowhere, and then they have Roode swerve James Storm. It makes no sense. Now he's a bad guy? Really? Now you just killed off as well Fortune, which could have been a faction that could have made TNA a ton of money. You have four of the company's brightest young stars, and you just piss it away. I mean, they pissed it away the first time when they had Fortune join Immortal, but once Fortune left Immortal, I mean, they had serious momentum on their side. Impact was actually fun to watch. And then over the past 2 or 3 months, they've made Fortune totally non-influential, just a waste. Then they had this whole battle between Daniels and AJ Styles that sadly no one cared about. The same way that no one cared about Rob Van Dam and Jerry Lynn after Destination X. TNA has so many problems right now. They have no tag team division, which they just killed off their best tag team. No tag team division whatsoever. They have nobody to even wrestle the champions that they have now. Nothing. There's nothing going on in their tag team division at all. Their knockout division isn't bad. Even though Velvet Sky is still very green, the fans do respond to her because she's absolutely gorgeous. And she has made a lot of headway, no pun intended, in the ring. She's gotten a lot better. But they don't really have who she wrestling. And then you have a knockouts tag team division, and you just put the belts on a heel team that just got put together and have absolutely no traction. And that's the difference between TNA and WWE. If a guy goes from TNA to WWE, the fans know who they are and they get over. When Karma or Awesome Kong went from TNA to WWE, over. Right away, made an impact. Fans knew who she was. Fans cared who she was. Ratings. Good television. Gail Kim goes from WWE to TNA. You hear that? It's fucking crickets. It's crickets. Yeah, she's cute. She's gotten some. It looks like she's gotten some work done since her exodus from the WWE. Can she wrestle? Yes, absolutely. Some of her matches with Awesome Kong when she was in TNA were fantastic, but. And as much as I love Madison Rayne, it's like TNA can't even maintain their world title picture. At this point, they shouldn't even have a knockouts tag team division. It makes absolutely no sense. Instead, they could develop a rich knockouts division, period, with a ton of competition. But instead, they decide to like pull themselves thin, and it's just a mess. The TV title division, another complete mess. That's supposed to be a title held by an up-and-coming wrestler that can challenge for the world title. And I'm not taking anything away from Eric Young. I think Eric Young is a fantastic wrestler. I love the Youngblood neckbreaker. I love all the things that he's able to do in the ring. But the way they have him right now is he is a Santino Marella clone. The only problem is he can wrestle. Santino Marella goes out and cobras people and does all the wacky stuff that he does because he cannot have a 20-minute match with somebody. He's not capable of having a 20-minute match with somebody. Doesn't have the offensive repertoire. He has some charisma, but he's not that type of performer. Eric Young can go out and wrestle somebody for 15 minutes and have an amazing match if he needs to. So why not have him wrestle Crimson? Why not have him wrestle Gunner some more? Why not have him wrestle Samoa Joe? Why don't you build up this character and make him somebody worthwhile instead of making him a complete joke? And as far as jokes, why TNA has this obsession with bringing in Jersey Shore characters is beyond me. Sometimes, yeah, it's funny, it's interesting, but it doesn't draw them ratings. And you know what? JWoww didn't work. Angelina, whatever the hell her name was, the other one that got kicked off in the first season, that didn't work. So why would Ronnie work? You know? You ask any fan of Jersey Shore, and they'll tell you that they'd rather see JWoww than Ronnie. You know? So why? Why would that work? This company just has so many problems right now, and it starts from the top. Rude is definitely worthy of the world title. He should have got it 2 or 3 weeks ago, though. Storm should have never had the title if this was their plan all along. Why would you want to make Rude a heel when he was just over as a face? It makes absolutely no sense. Now who are they gonna have challenge Rude for the title? Is it gonna be AJ Styles? They've been there, they've done that already. AJ Styles is the best worker in TNA, but him being champion's not gonna draw ratings. He's stale at this point. He hasn't been in a major feud in quite some time. I mean, who else are they gonna have him wrestle? Kazarian? Kazarian's not over either right now. Yeah, fans know who he is. They know he's a good performer, but what is he gonna do? They just spent all this time taking the title away from Angle. Are they gonna give it back to him? At this point, I mean, the only thing that they can do is let Rude run with the title and develop him. Can it be good? Absolutely. But considering how many people have held the world title this year in TNA alone, chances are they're not going to let Rude develop into the star that he's capable of being. They're going to screw it up one way or another. And simply put, considering how they're screwing up every single title that they have, and they don't have one engaging, interesting storyline, TNA is running out of options. TNA, 3 or 4 years ago, had some of the best wrestling on cable TV ever. And I'm talking ever. You can compare it to like 97 and 98 Nitros. That's how good the wrestling was. Now, instead, the wrestling just isn't there. And wrestling matters. A couple of weeks ago, they only had like 15 minutes of wrestling on a 2-hour show. It's just deplorable. It's beyond comprehension how a company that bills itself as one that focuses mainly on wrestling could just not show it. There's just something going on with that creative team. I don't know if it's with Dixie Carter or Hogan or Bischoff, but creatively, they are out of fresh ideas. If they were smart, they would just take the show off the air for 2 or 3 weeks, strip every one of the titles, get rid of 20% of their roster, go out, sign a good tag team or two from the indies that nobody knows, that has some charisma, that has some athletic ability, and restart their entire tag team division. Then go out and they signed all these X Division guys. They never use them. Use them. Use Tony Nese. Bring back Jack Evans. Austin Aries is a very, very good wrestler, but it's not that great on the mic. And who's he wrestling? I mean, there's just all the matchups right now in all of the divisions are incredibly stale. And something needs to be done as soon as possible, or this company isn't going to be around much longer.